Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sander.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live. Pete Gray here along with Rock Cod Rick Mexa in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings. And we have Captain Ryan Bastian from the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing talking some great fishing. What a great show.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah, always great having Ryan here.
Yep, always having fun having Captain Ryan and talking all the great fishing. And boy, it sure doesn't help that it's happening during a fantastic time of fishing. Obviously, it's being seen, the unbelievable fishing on the San Diego yesterday and the whole fleet, and it's just been a lot of fun. And we're having a great time and want to have fun with you. If you want to join us this hour, Let's Talk Hookup, it's all about the Let's Talk Hookup app. Shoot us a text, and when you do, make sure you include your contact info with your text message question, just a name and a phone number so that you might be the big winner of that prize at the end of the show today. As we mentioned earlier, we're giving away a full-day trip on board the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. One lucky caller from the first hour or texter is going to get a chance to go fishing and have a great time with Captain Matt, Captain Ryan, and get in all that good fun.
Yeah, for sure. Let's find out what's biting.
It's time for that FishDope.com report, which today is sponsored in part by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience. You can check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest customer service. You can stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and be sure you make that reservation today. We got him, the private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wiss, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Ricky, Pete, Ryan. Great show, man. So much good info here this morning. I love listening to you guys talk about all this yellowtail. Oh,
good
my
God. Stuff, huh?
Having fun, buddy.
Pretty good stuff. So, boys, we got mid-April, just coming off the dark of the moon. Prime time to be a private boat guy here in Southern California. We got nice weather, warm water, first hints of red crabs up on the beach I've heard about, and a lot of fish moving in from several different areas. The stage is set, so make sure you're ready for it. So, starting on the coast, Santa Monica Bay has been pretty good. The upper end there, standing calico bass, especially around the kelp lines up there. Pretty good fishing on those bass there. Seeing an uptick in the halibut fishing. It was kind of slow for a while there, but had an interesting conversation yesterday, and definitely looks like it's picking up a little bit, 60 to 90 feet like that. Moving down the beach a bit, there's been a sample of that big yellow in the Dana Point area, and since I'm fishing out of Dana now, we just might be checking that out tomorrow. We're staying local, not making a run to the islands there, but I think we might scrape a few snappers off some of the cod spots in the morning and then go fish a little big game in the afternoon there. Slipping down the beach a bit more, I got a great report from some of our longtime customers there. They came in years back, bought a little plastic bait tank for an aluminum skiff, and they've been fishing that skiff for 10 years now, I think it is. Anyway, they launched, I think it was Thursday, from the sand there at La Jolla, went out, caught some mackerels, jigged up some mackerels, and then slow trolled up two big yellows by noontime for the 10-year anniversary on their boat there. Congratulations, guys. That was a great catch. Love to hear that kind of stuff there. At the islands, SBI's got a few yellows there. Been some fish during the week, and surprisingly, a lot of it was yo-yo fish, which we don't often hear of from Santa Barbara Island, but, you know, nice grade. And then very little word on the sea bass there. It's been just kind of a strange setup. Catalina, same thing, weird start for the season. There's been some better grade yellows on the Farnsworth and some of the other deep water structure spots. And but like Santa Barbara Island there, very few sea bass. Been a little uptick in the halibut bite for the guys fishing really shallow water, and squid over at the island's been tough, but there is some bait around, and if you got the proper dedication and the proper technology to get them, you can make some bait there, thank goodness. And then offshore, now yesterday, the fish dope plane was up, and they looked around at a lot of water, and up our way here outside the 209 like that, just bait and birds and, you know, just good looking conditions. And then farther south, they were, I mean, it just looked at a water yesterday. Down around that 295 area, they saw some good grade tuna fish in that area. And, one of the pictures they had on there looks like a couple marlin laying right next to a kelp patty, just right outside the 302. So yeah. And then for the grand finale here, I looked at those pictures that the Tribute had put up from this morning. Oh my God. I mean, the grade of fish is nice. I mean, it has some really nice bluefin tuna, but the weather, holy cow, look like they're fishing in San Diego Bay.
Wow.
You could not get it any more flat calm than what those guys were fishing in. Yeah,
wonderful,
just awesome.
Weather.
Love
yeah.
that, man.
Hey, and FishDope.com, they just put an update on their app. The new FishDope app is available, and I was checking it out. Jeff, who has two PhDs, by the way, in charts and such like that, was teaching me some of the stuff about those new BAPI charts and the detail at some of the islands, like San Clemente Island or Catalina, that you can get on those BAPI charts. Have you checked that out, Mark?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and they are fantastic.
Yeah,
they are just absolutely fantastic. Yeah, it's really nice that they're putting that stuff up.
Yeah, no, you have to
pretty
check
cool.
it out. The new features with Fish, the new Fish Dope app. You definitely don't have it. The 5.0. So make sure you update your app, or if it hasn't already, and download that new Fish Dope app. And of course, if you don't have Fish Dope, $30 off a new membership to FishDope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW, your $30 code. And how do we find you, Mark?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach, corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger, and the phone is 714-840-4262, and our website is PacificEdgeTackle.com. And with everything that's coming and the way we got conditions offshore, man, I think we're in for it. We're going to have good reports for next week. it's looking good.
Mark, you got us fired up. We looked up those same pictures from the Tribute there when during your report. Those are nice ones, man. Those are not 20-pound bluefins. That's a really good grade of fish.
Yeah, next size up there.
Yeah, cool. And it's like one-day range.
Yeah, 70 miles, 65 miles. I saw the Liberty put some one-day trips up. That'd be a perfect introduction to bluefin fish. And it's daytime.
That's exactly what I was going to say. How about you can see when it's outside?
Yeah.
And you can wear your flip-flops and a pair of shorts and cast a bait and catch one.
And sleep at night.
What a wild idea that is.
Yeah. Holy smokes.
That's cool.
And
in the day.
It's mid-April.
Forget that part, too.
And they're fishing in 67-degree water.
67.
So
rad. Yeah. Hey, Mark,
enjoy
the report. Great stuff. It could be even better next Saturday, and we'll talk to you then.
Okay, we'll see you guys.
Thanks,
take care.
Buddy.
All right. Thanks, Mark.
All
appreciate
right.
Appreciate that very much. Hey, Ken from the San Diego Anglers is on the line. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, everybody. How you guys doing?
Doing great. You beat us to it. We were just getting ready to talk about the big 27th annual San Diego Anglers Open Bay Bass Tournament, which is a week from today, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. We're really excited about it. The bass have been biting really good. I was out a couple of days ago, and if I can catch them, anybody can catch them. they were good sized ones. We were catching them in the 18 inch, 19 inch size. So
ooh, those are nice ones.
There's a lot of nice sand bass out there right now.
Yeah. So
along with the good halibut, we did pretty well on halibut also.
Oh. So are there still spots available? I know Rick and Dallas are the defending champions, and they're going to be out there defending their talent next Saturday. Wayne and Corey are going to be running the show next Saturday because I'll be out of town too. But Rick and Dallas, are they beatable, Ken?
that's a tough one. So far, Dallas has got the biggest fish that we've had in the last 3 years at the 24 inches. But we've had some 21s and 22-inch ones in there, so it's going to be a fun competition. And some of the guys that didn't fish it last year are ones that usually catch some of these bigger ones. So hopefully we're going to have a really good tournament with some really great fish being caught.
So there's still spots available. You want to come and try and knock Dallas and Rick off the podium?
Yeah, absolutely. I think they can do that. There is some spots still left. You can go to iangler.com and sign up there, or sandiegoanglers.com website, or stop in Fisherman's Landing on their tackle shop, say hi, and look on the on the wall there at the doors, they have our flyer there with the QR code. You can go directly to the tournament there.
Cool. Lots of prizes. $1,500 first place, sponsored by Fisherman's Landing, and first place kayak, $750. So lots of money for the kayak division, too. So lots
yeah,
of
Yeah, we had
Go ahead.
Tail Hunters International stepped up with that one with $750 for the kayaks.
Wow.
So,
very good.
We're thankful for them, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Good opportunity.
So, again, SDAnglers.San Diego. Is it SanDiegoAnglers.com?
Correct.
Okay, great.
Correct.
All right, Ken. Well, hey, well, good luck with the tournament, and good luck, Rick, and you.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
And,
we're excited.
And next Saturday at the Shelter Island Launch Ramp there, you don't want to miss it, the big 27th annual San Diego Anglers Open Bay Bass Tournament.
Yeah, and if you can't fish it, come on out at the end there around 2 o'clock. Come see what everybody's caught, hear about their stories, and join in on the raffle we have and the festivities with the barbecue.
Oh, fantastic.
We're having pulled pork this year, so come on down. It's a little bit upgrade there from the regular hamburger. So.
All right.
Looking forward to it, buddy. Thanks, Ken.
Sounds good.
We'll see you next Saturday.
Good luck with the tournament.
All right, we'll see you then. Thank you
very much. And speaking of luck, good luck to all the people in the Southwestern Anglers Bottom Fishing Tournament today. And, of course, don't forget, if you're not in the tournament, they have the huge raffle at Southwestern Yacht Club this afternoon, starting about 5 o'clock. Just go to Southwestern Yacht Club. Everybody's welcome, whether you're a member or not, or you fish in the tournament. And they have this enormous raffle. All the money that they raise goes to benefiting Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, Friends of Rollo.
They have thousands of dollars in fishing tackle.
Thousands.
Because I know I got to, you know, see what some of the things they got from us. And I know that we're just one stop on the trip. And like, and the real money is all those amazing trips and things that they have. Like, this is a... This is a raffle that's on par with any of, like, the grand raffles that go on, you know, throughout the year.
Oh,
and it's just one night. You know, it's just to raise money
for
Captain Rollo's at the Bottom Fish Tournament at Southwestern Yacht Club.
Yeah, for sure. So good luck to all the anglers out there, and good luck to you when you go there and win some of those prizes at the Southwestern Yacht Club.
That's such a cool one that they do. They take all the fish that gets caught. Like, it's the only tournament that you don't get to retain your fish afterwards. All of the rock cod goes into the pot, and they make a giant, like, fish taco dinner for everybody that participated and everybody that comes down. So if you buy your ticket and just go to enjoy dinner and punch in on the raffle, you're going to get a killer fish taco dinner, and everybody, it's like a full camaraderie thing afterwards. That's a really well-run, great tournament, and all the money goes to a great cause.
You bet. Hey, do you have a great text?
I thought so. It says, it's from John in Mira Mesa. It says, good morning, Captain Ryan. You have always done such a good job giving accolades to the other people in your fleet, and vice versa, Matt, Cameron, Taro, etc. When one captain finds a school before the others, what's the general rule amongst you guys? Do you get to have it to yourselves for a while? Do you share the information? You guys seem to work so well together. I'm just curious how it all works out.
Yeah, that's a great question. We, you know, it's like anything. There's little groups that talk to each other, and you know, groups that don't talk to each other. So not every boat talks to each other, but typically the way we talk to the Liberty and Cameron on the Mission Bell a lot, and especially this spring, like I mentioned earlier, I don't feel like there's an amazing amount of fish. There's a few really nice schools. We've had to get close to each other this spring, and we just try to, we don't want to interfere with the boat that located the school. We don't want to mess with them at all. We don't want to mess their program up, so we don't want to have them drift into us. We don't want to upset their anglers where they can't cast. So sometimes we get close, but not pay attention as you're going towards them, so you don't mess them up. That's kind of our rule. You know, all those, you know, Cameron and Taro, both of them used to work for me, so we know each other well. We know each other well, and you may see us getting closer to each other than you think is right, but it's only because we're good friends. We've known each other for a long time.
Sure.
And we're all out there for the same thing. We all want to put our pastures on fish.
You get to squeeze on family a little more than you get somebody
yes.
else.
Yes, exactly.
And generally speaking, too, like we talked about with the skiffs, when you're on a school, you've got your chum going. They're on you.
They're on, yeah. And
you draw it away from you.
The first guy is always going to, you know, take the cream off the top.
Yeah.
So it's not like... It's not like anchor fishing where,
right.
a guy could drop his anchor and he could be getting a little shot, but he didn't anchor on it perfectly, and the second boat comes in and puts his anchor down perfectly, and now he has better fishing than the first guy.
Yeah.
That happens quite a bit. This drift fishing we're doing now, it's you know, get in, get a few while they're available, and then, you know, get back on the move, start
looking. So you haven't been putting the anchor down at all?
Little bit, occasionally. Yeah. We probably put the anchor down 5 times this year, and we always try to put the anchor down in areas where we're seeing yellowtail. Sometimes we have these groups of anglers on the boat where half of them are just straight up beginners, and they don't care if they catch a yellowtail, a whitefish, a rockfish, you know, kids. They just want to catch anything. So I really like fishing on the anchor. I love putting the anchor down and catching yellowtail like that and having bottom fish available on the bottom. So we have put our anchor down a little bit, not much. Yeah. That will start to happen as the season goes on. Typically these fish this time of year, they'll be roaming around on the edges, constantly moving, and as the water gets warmer, as we get, you know, May, June, July, they'll settle in on structure. They'll get tight to the rock piles, tight to the ridges, and that's when you'll start to see guys putting the anchor down. Yeah.
That's good info.
The way it is right now, we might see a school at a particular rock or a ridge, but that school is only there for a half an hour. It goes swimming off.
Okay.
So putting your anchor down is not really an advantage. But as the season goes on, there might be a school on a particular rock or a ridge that hangs out there for 5-6 days. So that's what we see.
Yeah.
Cool.
I love that.
Hey, Tommy in Rialto says, good morning, gentlemen. I've never caught a yellowtail on the fly line. Should I use a circle hook or a J hook? And what size hook and type of knot should you recommend?
For yellowtail fishing, I like J hooks. It's a 2-aught J hook. It's easier to put your bait on. And what type of knot? Was that the second question?
Yeah.
Improved clinch knot or whatever knot he's comfortable with. Palomar knot, you know, uni knot, whatever he ties that he can tie well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you hook your bait, too? That's another factor.
A lot of times at the Coronado Islands, we're belly hooking
belly
them.
Hook.
Yeah.
You want them to go down.
Want them to go down a little bit. I think they swim a little bit better. And if there's sea lions around, they're, you know, a lot of times.
Or cormorants.
Oh, boy. The cormorants have been incredible
horrible
this year.
Yeah.
The birds in general have been impressive.
They're starving.
I don't know.
An article in the paper this week
about how all the
seabirds are starving. Yeah.
There's more birds around this year than I've ever seen. There's huge flocks of loons. I don't ever remember seeing loons this time of year. We'd see them a little bit in the fall. But anyways, belly hook sardines is the way we like to do it. It helps keep the sea lions from eating your bait and you just coming back with a head is why we do it a lot. Sometimes we do nose hook our sardines. If you need to cast your bait far, I would nose hook it.
Okay.
Yeah, belly or nose.
Belly or nose. All right.
2-aught J hook.
There it is.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, I had another great text come through. It says, what a great show, guys. I've got a yellowtail rigging question for Captain Ryan. I've used the dropper loop rig. As I reel up, sometimes I feel like my loop gets wrapped around the main line. I've heard of people cutting the loop so there's only a single piece of line, others using a three-way swivel. I'm looking for your recommendation on the best way to do dropper loop for yellowtail. And do you think it's ever a better presentation than fishing a yo-yo? That's from Brian in San Diego.
Sometimes it is a better presentation than fishing a yo-yo. What we kind of look out for on the San Diego and what we tell people is start out with the yo-yo, but as you get tired, because it's a lot of work, you know, it gets to be noon, one, if we've made a lot of stops and your arm's getting tired and you just don't want to crank anymore, rig up a dropper loop. And leader length is probably why his line is getting wrapped with his main line. Yeah, so go a little bit shorter of a leader and stay away from the three-way swivels. I'm sure they would work. We just don't use them.
Yeah.
We tie the surgeon's loop. You know, a traditional, like, rockfish dropper loop is not going to work. Yellowtail is going to blow it apart.
Especially
so,
with the size you guys are catching.
Yeah. So tie a, you know, surgeon's loop or spider hitch, whichever one you tie, that's really strong. And, you know, not that long of a leader where it's going to wrap with your main line.
And you want to use both the lines when you tie that hook on?
I do it both ways. Sometimes I will just do a single line, and sometimes I'll use both. This grade of fish, I would use both the lines.
Why not, right?
Yeah, why not?
They're going to eat it.
They're going to eat it, yeah.
It's like a hard thing to describe on the radio, but you want to tie a whatever your loop knot is, like the barrel of the wraps, you want that pointing in the same direction as the hook. So like a rockfish dropper loop, you know, the two lines, the loop, it comes right out of the center of the knot. So like when you pull on it, it's folding the knot in half. With a surgeon's or a spider hitch or all those things Ryan's talking about, the barrel of the wraps, it's pointing in the direction of the hook. So, like, that's where the strength is on that knot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, when you tie a rockfish dropper loop, the strength in that knot is going to the sinker, not to the hook, because those wraps are pointed straight down to where the sinker's at instead of the other way around.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Hey, Gary, the Iron Man from Lawndale says, good morning, everyone. Captain Ryan, I like fishing yellowtail, but I love catching big calico bass to take a photo and release. How's the bass bite now?
We haven't, you know, we haven't spent much time in the bass areas yet. I would imagine if a guy wanted to catch them, he probably could with this warm water. But we haven't really got onto that program yet. We will as the summer moves along and we start putting the anchor down. We haven't had much current this year, which is crucial, calico bass fishing. Sounds like the bass fishing on the Twilight trip last night for the new Seaport.
200 bass.
Is that right?
Yeah, they released 200 bass. And that, ooh. I mean, for calico, that's all most people want to do anyway is, you know, catch a fish and cool. Let it go. So releasing them is fine. That's where I'd go right now if I were looking to catch a calico bass.
One of my favorites that I see, you know, and he mentioned liking calico bass fishing. One of my favorites is during the season when you guys are, sometimes when you venture offshore and you've been known to have such good bluefin fishing or such good whatever opportunities offshore, and then you'll see that there was a charter that you guys went back to the islands and had a day with, you know, 25 yellowtail and 100 calico bass and a bunch of barracuda, but even I always think, like, during the grind of the tuna season, like, how much fun that must be to just, like, go somewhere and, like, just like you said before, put the anchor down, cast the bait, have a fish eat it.
Those are the best. Okay. Yeah. We're so lucky at the Coronado Islands where we could put the anchor down and one bait, you'll catch a 3-pound calico bass. The next bait, you'll catch a 25-pound bluefin.
Yeah, totally.
The next bait, you catch a 25-pound yellowtail, and then the barracuda move through. And Bonito, the Coronado Islands are a special place.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, calico bass fishing can be phenomenal there.
Yeah.
But it seems to be in, like, short windows, you know, okay. A couple weeks here, a couple weeks there. And it's not always the same 2 weeks or month, whenever. I've seen it at random times.
Yeah. How to have the bluefin tuna pens enhance or detract from the fishing of the Coronado Island?
That is a very good question. There's certainly a hazard to navigation at times.
Yeah.
You know, there's been
very much so.
There's been a fair amount of boats running over ropes and getting tangled in the propellers. We have gotten so used to them. I would say overall, they have enhanced our experience there. I think they draw a lot of sea lions to them.
Oh.
There's a lot of sea lions that are entertained with those tuna pens all day long.
Yeah.
We've also had some periods of yellowtail fishing and bluefin fishing where the fish are definitely associated with the pens.
Yeah.
Especially
the bluefin, right?
Especially the bluefin, yeah. And yellowtail, but especially the bluefin. In the beginning, when they first showed up, it was, oh, man, these things are going to be a huge pain in the butt. But we've adapted, and, you know, they've gotten used to us. We've gotten used to them. I think they've been helpful, mainly due to the sea lions.
Yeah.
If you look over there in their operation, there is sea lions everywhere. Big
That's
ones.
Funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's been a help in that sense,
yeah.
For sure.
And you got to think they're throwing thousands and thousands of tons of chum into those things to feed those animals.
Yeah.
And a lot of that's going out and chumming the waters around there, too, right?
Oh,
attracting
yeah.
other game fish.
Oh, yeah.
And sea lions.
And sea lions, yeah. There's, I'll hand it to them. They're doing it. And their product's amazing.
Yeah.
I've eaten their bluefin a few times.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, that's good
I think they've been an advantage for us.
Yeah. Hey, I want to mention Valerie from Haida Gwaii Safaris, Queen Charlotte Safaris, called me yesterday and said a spot has opened up on Corey's trip to Haida Gwaii Safaris June 24th through the 28th, and a spot actually opened up on my trip, which is August 3rd through the 7th. And these are single spots. You don't need to worry about going single. I go as a single, and a lot of the people that go on the trip go as a single. A lot of times, they'll pair. She'll pair. She's a master
at
pairing people up there and putting them on the right boats and stuff like that. She'll pair you up with people, and it's a super. It's only 24 people at the lodge, so it's super intimate atmosphere and just super a lot of fun. To go there, whether you're male or female, really, she takes care of everyone. If you're a single female, she'll take care of you, get your own room and stuff like that. She'll pair you up with somebody or a guy or whatever. So if you want to go, Corey's trip is June 24th to the 28th. My trip, August 3rd through the 7th. Check QCSafaris.com or just simply give a call to Valerie. She's an amazing human, and we'll take care of you on that.
All of the fishing that you guys do up there is fantastic, as seen by all the pictures and everything here. But, Ryan, if you could see the level of lingcod fishing that exists at that particular spot. I mean, it's all good up there and all those things, but that particular spot, if you get Corey started talking about how good the lingcod fishing is at that exact place, it is just
it gets into a lather.
It's unbelievable.
I was going to say it's all Corey talks about when I talk to him, because we're good friends, and when we talk off the air, it's all he talks about is the lingcod. He loves it.
Yeah, and that's not to mention that the salmon fishing
that's
is
what I'm saying,
class, too. I mean,
it's all good.
Catch a 30-pound salmon every day up there. It's like catching a 30-pound yellow, right?
Wow.
It's like they catch big ones every day there.
How deep of water are you catching those lingcod in?
The lingcod, it's ridiculous, like 100 feet, 120.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's good.
And a 40-pounder is not uncommon.
Really?
Not uncommon at all.
Like, not uncommon to see multiples a day.
If the weather cooperates, there's a set of pinnacles just south of the entrance there that we go down to, and it's, I mean, you're fishing 70 feet there, and just ridiculous. I mean, your lure hits the bottom, and you're on. I mean, that's how good it is.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
And you can fish light tackle, fish whatever tackle you want. But those big baits that Corey's pouring, he pours those big giant slugs.
Oh, I bet
he's
just getting into it.
Yeah, totally. I think you guys probably sell him at Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
We don't yet. I'm sure we will as it comes closer to time for
the show.
For
we had him
up there
right now, so maybe as it comes closer, you're going to get people to come in and say, "Hey, I want those
big
grubs."
That's the thing. Yeah, he made a grub. I mean, dude, the thing's like a foot long. You know, like there's. I joked with Corey, I'm like, this can't, and I know that it's the truth, like, it can't be a profitable move for you to make. He just loves that type of fishing. Yeah. So there's like, there's 50 bay bass swim baits inside of this one lure, you know, like, there's no way you can charge an appropriate amount for it. He goes, yeah, there's not, but I like doing it.
How do you fish them?
Just lead head, you know, like a 6 to 12 ounce lead head, and, you know, I like a Tranks 500 with straight spectra and like a little, you know, a little 1 foot piece of some heavy fluorocarbon, and, you know, just lift and drop that big grub, and it's so fun.
It's super fun.
It's a lot of bites.
That's the thing, is you get so, and here's the thing too, in Canada, you can keep six per trip. Three a day, six per trip.
Wow.
And so you take a lot, and that lingcod up there is a different animal than what we catch down here as far as flavor and eatability.
Yeah, Corey talks about that as well.
Yeah.
So there's one spot available on that trip.
Yeah, you want to go?
Yeah, maybe.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
I'll talk to my wife.
Love it. You would love it. For sure, yeah. Anyway, Haida Gwaii Safaris, June 24 and August 3rd, one spot available on each one of those trips. Speaking of lingcod, you guys do combo trips a lot of times where you'll go catch some rockfish. And you do pretty well with the lingcod on the San Diego too.
There's a few spots around the islands where there's some lingcod. Yeah. When we do the combination thing, it's on days where we haven't had a good hit in the morning. Mm-hmm. You know, we haven't had a good yellowtail stop yet. So as a captain, you can feel the people starting to get restless.
They want to put something in the bag.
They want to put their line in the water, you know. And so we'll do it for an hour, midday sometimes. And this time of year, there is a few spots where we catch a few lingcod. Nothing like what you're talking about up in Alaska, but pretty fun. Yeah. And whitefish, and it's good. Especially for the beginners and kids. They love it.
Oh, I love rockfish.
Yeah.
It's super fun. And so, when has been the best bite for you lately? Morning or evening? Afternoon?
Yesterday I talked to Matt, and he did not see his first school until about 10:30 or 11.
Wow.
So kind of like midday. Lately, it seems like afternoon.
Later.
Yeah. It's kind of flip-flopped. You know, when we first started running, the mornings were best. And then we had a period where, you know, we didn't see a fish until 3 o'clock. That's probably like the trip Matt was talking about where at 4 o'clock he caught 2. So we've had some periods like that. Yesterday and the day before, it's been like midday.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and does the moon have anything to do with it, or is just every day is different?
I'm sure it does. I'm not really a moon guy. I don't really pay attention to it. You know, we've had good fishing on full moons. We've had slow fishing on full moons and vice versa. You know, we're going out there anyway, so I'm sure the moon is affecting it some way, but in which way, I'm not sure of.
Yeah.
Well said. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming to you, including more of your great texts and a lot more with Captain Ryan. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and Facebook and YouTube Live.
As the inventor and world leader in fluorocarbon, Seaguar has you covered. Gold Label is Seaguar's thinnest and strongest leader yet and is your best choice on leader shy fish. Fluoro Premier has a thin diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. Pink Label is the choice for tough, light conditions from 2 pound to 400 pound. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Introducing new PowerPro Max 8 microfilament braided fishing line. It's built for offshore anglers seeking smooth casting and control. PowerPro Max 8 features an 8 carrier Spectra HT construction that cuts through current with ease for precise vertical jigging with a 25% thinner diameter. Available in white and metered, 4 color for trolling spread control and precise jigging depths. It's stronger, smoother, and thinner. PowerPro Max 8 is now available at your tackle retailer.
Time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And, you know, you're talking Tranks.
Oh.
Tranks, the lineup of Tranks is so amazing. Anything from the 150 size, that small size, all the way up to the 500. But the new Tranks 400, wow.
God, they did a
what
good
an
job
amazing
that thing.
Reel that is.
Yeah, the difference is in the construction of the frame and how much of it is a solid one piece as opposed to the, you know, to the slightly different frame construction of the previous 400. It just equates into more power in the reel. Bass fishing, you'll feel it some. You'll feel the smoothness. But when it comes time to, you know, casting a popper at those school-sized tuna and things like that, that's where that reel is. It's just it's a completely different animal than the previous generation. They nailed it.
Hard to believe. It's like power of a 500 almost.
It's pretty cool, man. It's in a reel amazing. That fits in your hand, it's got its spot, no doubt.
Two different gear ratio lengths. Check it out, the new Tranks 400 from Shimano.
This is Rock Cod Rick for Adventure and Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventure and Camping park it for you. Check out their website, adventureandcamping.com. Select from over 75 campgrounds they serve. Decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs. Request a quote for your desired vacation dates. Then just show up and start your adventure. Adventure and Camping makes it so simple. They deliver the trailer to your spot and you enjoy a clean, spacious trailer. When it comes time to go home, just close the door and drive away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure and Camping is for you. Check out adventureandcamping.com for details. Make sure you mention that Rock God Rick sent you for a special price. adventureandcamping.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here, talking fishing, talking fun, talking tackle. What a great show this has been.
Captain Ryan Boschen, always a treat to have him because he's running the boat a lot with Matt, your partner there on the boat, and Matt's running the boat today down on the.
Yep, he's out there today.
Yeah,
haven't heard anything from him yet. Still early, probably. Yeah. What time is it?
8:30.
It's early.
Okay, very early.
Yeah, sure. He's just getting there right now.
Yes.
Sure. And he won't be home till late tonight.
Most likely.
Yeah.
He's been getting in around 7 lately.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if somebody wants to come on the San Diego, they need passports, right?
Yes. You need a passport.
Or a passport card.
Or a passport card, yes. In order to purchase the FMM, visitor's visa, the only form of identification that they accept is a passport or a passport card.
Yeah. And they've been checking.
There's no rhyme or reason to when they're going to check us, but they do check us for, you know, once every 2 weeks or so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's kind of a
pretty easy process.
Oh, simple. Okay. Yeah. we hand them the paperwork, they count the people, they check the visas, they check passports, and, you know, 15, 20 minutes.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Nice. And I'm sure they get to the point where they know you, they know that the San Diego is a squared away operation, it's going to be boom, 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 go through the motions, here's ours, here's yours, let's get out of here.
Yeah, I think they'd like to board us because they know it's going to be easy for them. Yeah.
They have done their job, and away you go.
Right, But I think you can get all those visas, like, online pretty easy. Yep. Yeah.
SAC did such a good job with their website, which I always think is funny, too, because, you know, SAC is paid for by the sport fishing fleet. You know, that's how it is funded. But they do so much for the private boat community that they don't need to, but,
right.
You know, they just do such a good job. But that's where I refer everybody. The CaliforniaSportFishing.org, on their website, they have a list of basically, these are all of the things that you need in plain, easy-to-find English. Now, here's the link to get it. Now, this is the other thing that you need. Now, here's the link to get it. Here's the last thing you need. Here's the link to get it. Yeah. It's really good.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Hey, you have a great text, huh?
I thought so. It's from Brian Fountain Valley. He says, good morning, guys. My question's for Ryan. I see a lot of guys bring 5, 6, even 7 rods on a full-day trip, and some guys that jump on the boat with just one. How many setups do you feel is the right amount for a full-day trip, and what are the correct things to bring?
I would say three rods. Two for sure. Three would be perfect. I'd bring a fly line outfit, 25 or 30-pound fly line. I'd bring a 40 or 50 pound yo-yo outfit that can also double as a bottom fishing outfit. And then I'd bring some sort of lure rod, either a surface iron rod, or if it's summertime and we're catching calico bass, a bass rod of some sort to fish a plastic. You know, those three right there, you could bring all four, but most likely this time of year, you're probably not going to use your bass plastic outfit. But as we get further into the season, we've had some really fun fishing calicos on plastic. So, yeah. But the fly line and the yo-yo outfit, for sure, every trip, 365 days a year, they need to come with
that's
you.
That's a must. Cool.
Yeah, that's a must.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Manny in La Mesa says, great show. What would be the difference between an open party and a private charter on the San Diego for our yellowtail fishing?
Yeah, open party trip is just a trip that's open to the public. You can call the landing, make a reservation for you, yourself, or you make a reservation for you and your kids, your wife, and you'll be on the boat with other people, you know, that have done the same thing. So it's just open to the public. Private charter is either an individual, a person, or a company has rented the whole boat out for the day, and they now invite their friends, their coworkers, their family, however, whoever they're going to invite. They pay a set price, whether they bring 5 people on board or they bring 35 people on board. So that's the difference between an open party and a private charter.
And are you available for private charter?
We are. We are. You need to book early. Since we have the open party contract with the landing, you'll look on the website. You'll probably see that our charter prices for a full-day trip are more expensive than, you know, say a charter boat for a full-day trip. You know, you could probably charter the Voyager or the Apollo or, you know, Highliner at Seaforth for cheaper than you could charter the San Diego for. And it's because we have that contract with the landing for the open party run.
You have to fulfill.
We need to fulfill that. Yeah. We don't, you know, if we wanted to be, we could be a 100% charter boat, but
sure.
We're dedicated to our open party passengers. We want to be available to them. And so that's, you know, we do some charters. We'll do 60, 70 of them a year, but we're primarily an open party boat.
You guys have done such a good job at creating I always look at your operation similar to an American Angler or Royal Star. Like, you have such a dedicated group of people who enjoy fishing with you on the San Diego. And, you know, I just know it's years of treating people the right way and providing great fishing, but when, you know, there's people who just, that's my boat, and that's the boat that I fish on, and I've always admired, like, what a good job you guys do at creating that atmosphere, because the anglers love it. I know you love having them as a regular passenger. It's just one of those things that, like, everybody wins.
Yeah, find a boat that you're comfortable with. You get to know the crew. You know, you learn the little ins and outs on each boat, and stick with it. And you're right. We do, a lot of times, we carry the same passengers every week. You know, we have our Tuesday people, our Wednesday people, our Thursday people. So a lot of repeat customers on there. it's been nice. It's been a lot of work to get to that point, we'll take it. Yeah.
Yeah, well, there's a reason.
Yeah, lots of hard work.
Enjoy catching fish.
Yeah.
Enjoy the day on the boat.
I think people know, from our perspective, we're always going to give it 100%.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to just try our hardest, and then after that, there's so many things that are out of our control, but our effort is under our control. So you're going to get 100% from us.
You've talked about it on the show before, and it was one of the things, Pete, when you'd mentioned, you know, that you guys fish lingcod, from time to time. But the thing that stuck in my mind was, it was kind of the opposite, is this the amount that you don't do that.
Yeah.
And you've talked about it before where, for sure, we could bail out of here and we could go to a rockfish spot and we could probably catch some fish. But that hour out of our day might be that one thing. And you guys are so efficient that within that hour, if you run over one good school and we hook 15 of them and get those, and then we found one more school as a buzzer beater and we got 20 of those ones, then all of a sudden we had a 45-fish day and everybody is just stoked. And had you not done that,
It's insane how little it takes to have a good day. For example, last week, we were having a day. It was a tough day. Tara was driving the Liberty. I was on the San Diego. I think maybe Todd might have been on the Mission Bell. We were all struggling. And about 2 in the afternoon, Tara on the Liberty hits a little school. I don't think he catches anything off of it. We hit the same school. We might have caught 2. And then a giant school popped up right in front of Taro. He hit it 2 times in a row for 20 fish each time and went home with 40. I think he had another school later on in the day, basically on his way home. But in 30 minutes, he went from, skunked to...
Zero to hero.
This is now, this was a great fishing trip.
Right.
In 30 minutes, and that happens time and time and time again.
Fishing.
So that's, like you said, Ricky, you just have to stick to it. Now, if the writing's on the wall, if we get down there and the water's 58 degrees and brown, and then we're going to, explore some other options. But if conditions are good and we know they're around somewhere, we're going to stick with it. It goes back to that you can't be afraid to miss.
Totally.
You just can't. We've all had tough fishing trips, and we're going to have more in the future. So.
You guys do. Well, it's easy to be humble and appropriate about it when you catch so often. But you guys do such a great job of, you're no BS, too. And when you swing and miss, you guys, the San Diego, does such a good job of preparing all of us for what happened, via your social media, telling us what happened, telling us what didn't. And I think that's the thing, too. Like, nobody hides it when there was a slow day, because a slow day doesn't seem to have any bearing on how good the following day is.
We've really seen that in the last few years with the bluefin. Almost every of our good bluefin trip has been on the heels of just a terrible trip, a skunk.
Yeah, right.
It's crazy.
The next day, woo!
Yeah, the bluefin have really shown us that, the previous day means nothing for what we're going to catch today.
That's fishing, right?
It's fishing, yeah. Just got to keep at it.
So you, as an owner-operator, having an operator, a co-captain like Matt Brawla, man, what's that mean to you?
It's super nice.
Yeah. He's just an amazing guy.
Yeah, he is. He's only worked on one boat.
Your boat?
The San Diego.
Wow.
Yeah, he worked with Ricky in the office at Fisherman's Landing, and he's a simple guy. He doesn't need much. He loves fishing. And
he loves fishing.
He loves fishing.
Likes him some fishing.
Yes. Him and Gavin did that trip to the Seychelles this past winter, and during boat work this past winter, he's at the lake fishing for bass before and after maintenance.
Wow.
he's just fishing.
And he's darn good on the electronics and running the boat. And
very good.
And passengers, too.
Oh, yeah. The road to the captain's chair on these sport boats, I always tell these kids, it goes through the bilge. You need to, learn the boat inside and out. You need to, all the machinery in the engine room. Yeah. And he's done a fantastic job of learning all that, because that's the most important thing. The fishing's one thing. I know we're here to talk about fishing, but ultimately you need to get home alive.
Yeah.
And so that's another side to the business that people don't think about, and that's the toughest part.
Yeah.
Is keeping the boat floating and running.
That got into my mind when you said at the beginning of the show, yeah, we started on whatever it was, March 3rd or March 5th, and we've run every single day since then. Like the San Diego, it just doesn't. The dock lines aren't on it very often.
When we show up in the morning, the engines are still warm. You know, the engines have been warm since March 7th.
Wow.
You know, it ties up. It sits at the dock from, you know, with nobody on it from about 9:30 at night till 4 in the morning.
Wow.
That's
crazy.
It. Yeah. The rest of the time it's running. So,
yeah. And one message I want to make to our listeners: if you've never ridden on the San Diego out of Seaford, it doesn't matter whether Ryan, a.k.a. Booger, is running the boat or Matt Brawler is running the boat. You're going to get an A team no matter what.
Yeah.
You got the A captain either way.
Right. Yeah. There's no drop off.
Yeah.
You know, Matt and I have, in my opinion, done a phenomenal job of the boat's always first.
Yeah.
You know, having that mindset. You know, the boat is always first. You know, I've seen some owner captain combinations, they start getting jealous of each other or super competitive and things get weird. Matt and I have always just, hey, the boat's first. We're here to work for the boat. We want the boat to be successful.
Totally.
No matter who's behind the wheel.
For sure. Well, hey, let's go live on the water right now. Captain Mike's on the Tribute. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Hey, doing great. We've watched pictures and seen, heard tell Marcos was talking about it. You're having quite a day, huh?
Yeah, it's off to a great start. We just stopped on another bird school here. We got 5 on deck and 6 hanging. So
wow.
I think a little over 20 bluefin for the morning, up to about 50 pounds. And fishing flat, calm weather.
That's so cool.
You got to love that. That grade of that fish is beautiful. And that's fly line fish, right?
Yep, we just put one on in the port corner. Fly line on 25 to 30 pounds. Some of the 40, 50-pound fish have been a little rugged on 25-pound, but our hook-to-land ratio is doing pretty darn good.
Yeah, and so what's the recommend? If somebody wants to come on the Tribute, what's the recommended tackle?
I bring 25, 30, 40, and 50 setups for a fly line. You never know. I know some of these stops have been pretty good, and then you want to bring some nighttime gear. We did start fishing about 2 o'clock in the morning. Saw very little at night. But I know Max on the Pacific Voyager had a stop at like 9 o'clock, and I think the night before the New Orleans had a nighttime stop. So you never know, but it's really, really nice being able to see birds, see boils, fly line a bait, and get bit.
Yeah,
sounds so good.
Sure. And small hooks?
Our bait is giant. We're fishing 2-0 and 3-0 here today.
Okay.
That's great.
Cool. That's fantastic.
But it sounds like there's been a mix. I'd bring anything from like a number 2, because you never know, on up to a 3-odd, 4-odd, depending on the manufacturer.
Wow.
But, these things, loading bait yesterday afternoon felt like netting trout.
Yikes.
That's right.
But you have bait. That's the most important thing.
No,
thanks,
I'm sure.
But we do. And it's good bait. We're getting ready to stick another one here at the port corner.
I'm sure no
nice.
Problem. I'm sure they don't make a sardine too big for a 25-pound bluefin.
That bluefin like big baits, yeah.
Well, a lot of times you don't know if you're bit or if it's your bait. You butt hook one of these things and they take off, it'll backlash.
That's cool.
Well, Mike, on the Tribute, if somebody wants to come fishing with you, go catch this bluefin while this weather is just so beautiful. You have spots available?
Right, we do. This is our first offshore trip of the season. Off to a great start. We're online tomorrow. We need about 8 to 10 more to get out tomorrow. We only got like four books so far. We got a few people for Tuesday and next week and starting to fill up. Never know what the weather's going to be like, so I'd say if you want to get out and fish, I mean, tomorrow morning we get in, and hopefully we're departing tomorrow afternoon and coming back out in this bitching weather.
Another stretch of just beautiful weather while we're in it here. Just take advantage of it. How does somebody book it if they want to come?
619-224-3383 is the landing. Seaforthlanding.com. Booking online is always easier. Seaforthlanding.com, tributesportsman.com. I'll post a video of this stop up here in just a minute. I mean, they're just really neat fishing. We had a double jig strike. We had instantly 6 or 7 fly line baits get bit.
How fun.
That's cool.
That sounds great.
A nice, great bluefin, too. That's so good. And close to home, too, right?
Like, yeah. Easy day and a half range. It'd be within 1 day range as well. I know some of the other boats out of our landing are boil. trying to get up and running here. But the day and a half right now give you a chance at a little bit of nighttime action on a full day, so that's what we're going to be doing. And we'll have some of the pictures already posted up, tribute sport fishing, on our social media. And, yeah, I want to get a video of this last thought posted. It was hard to call you guys.
Yeah. Well, thanks for fitting us in. Appreciate that, Mike. We'll let you get back to work, and hopefully give us a call and tell us about the wrap-up tomorrow.
Of course. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Definitely pretty cool, yeah. I was thinking about that too. Like that's just something that comes with being on the boat for like a fish can't do that and you'd be silent about it. Like if it doesn't exist, you know, you'd like you'd lose the be quiet game every time. It's like it happens. Oh boy.
That's true.
Has to be pointed out.
Yeah, he didn't mean to say that.
Yeah, that's what
came out of his mouth.
Something you're just gonna hear on Let's Talk Cook.
All
right
four guys were looking in that direction, all four guys saw the same thing. No one needed to be told, and all four guys at the same time, oh boy.
You have a good time.
I thought so. Yeah, it's from Dennis in Oceanside. Says, Ryan, my favorite thing is fishing bluefin tuna on the San Diego. I know you guys all talk about how much more you enjoy fishing yellows, but to be able to sleep in your own bed, go fishing on a great boat with a great crew, take advantage of tuna fishing, and then be home that same night is my favorite thing of the year. When do you decide to go to leave the islands to go offshore? When do you decide to go back? What goes through your mind when you start pointing the boat west?
Yeah, as far as when we decide to do it, it depends on conditions and reports from our friends like Mike on the Tribute there. You know, there's guys transiting the zone that we would be fishing in constantly. You know, guys coming and going from day and a half, 3 days, 5 days. So we get a lot of information from those guys. If the islands get tough and I don't feel we're able to make a catch of yellowtail at the islands, and we hear of, you know, some fish seen or good water in the offshore zone, we'll go out there and start looking.
Well, let's hope that doesn't happen for quite a while.
Yeah, it's nice to, you know, fish the islands. Yeah, and you know, we like doing both. If I had to choose between one or the other, I would definitely rather fish yellowtail at the Coronado Islands, but we like fishing for bluefin as well.
Sure.
The thing I really like about bluefin fishing is occasionally you get in a situation where you can make an all-day drift. Yeah. And I just love that. I just love, you know, we made one stop today, and we drifted all day, and we gathered up new fish, and, you know, we were plunking. We had fish coming over the rail all day long.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't ever wide open, but we always had a couple going, and we had little periods of wide-open fishing.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part of bluefin fishing, is occasionally they let us just make one stop.
Those are my most
memorable trips.
Hey, Charles in Santa Barbara says, I want to know if you have RSW on the boat and how well the fish are cared for. Looking forward to fishing with you this summer.
What is his name? Charles?
Charles,
yes. We do have RSW on the boat. We actually redid it the year before last. The water temperature is 35 degrees. Every fish we catch gets bled, whether it's a 1 pound whitefish or a 200 pound bluefin tuna. Everything gets bled and placed in RSW, and they come out great.
You guys were instrumental in implementing that real early on.
I'm
confident you were the first short range boat that put that system in and had success over a bunch of years to the point where you even redid it to make it even better again.
Yeah, 2004 we put that on the boat. So it's been a while, it does create more work for the crew. There's no way around it, but it's worth it.
The quality
of fish.
And then fisherman's processing will meet you when the boat comes in.
Even better, right? It's, you know, our resource is valuable. We need to take care of them. I always think about the old days of all the fish going in the sacks. But did anyone ever get sick? I don't ever remember. I don't remember hearing.
You would think that botulism would have been pretty common, right?
Yeah, maybe our immune systems were better back then. If we did that now,
watch out.
All the boats have RSW now. Everyone is doing a good job of taking care of the fish.
It's such a difference, though. I mean, one premium, well-taken-care-of yellowtail is just worth more than three that were a little mushy and maybe didn't, you know, they got water poured on them three or four times during that eight-hour stretch that they were hanging in your gunny sack.
But yeah.
It's just such a different deal.
It's gotten way better.
So when the process is, when they come over the rail, you guys are clipping the gills, bleeding them out.
Spiking them. Spike them, bleed them, let them sit in the kill box to bleed out, and then after the stop, we'll drop them down in the RSW.
Wow. They're
fully submerged in 35-degree refrigerated seawater.
So they don't sit out very long at all.
No, we'll have to pull them out at the end of the trip to process the ones that the crew is processing.
Right.
But if they're going, if they're staying whole or going to the processor, they go back down in the
back
well.
Back in. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So and you do fillet on the boat once you cross the border.
Yeah. Once we cross the border, fillet or gill and gut is available.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing with Captain Ryan Boschian. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including finding out who's going fishing on the boat. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and YouTube Live.
Everything about Katmai Lodge is first rate, and it should be on the bucket list of everyone who enjoys fishing. This is Brandon Bono. My visit to Katmai Lodge is an experience I will never forget. Constructed on the banks of the Alagnac River in Katmai National Park, the lodge is a fishing dream come true. The experience is incomparable. Whether bait casting, spin, or fly fishing, you'll find king, sockeye, chum, coho, and pink salmon, plus trout, grayling, char, and Dolly Varden. Their guides are amazing. Days are exciting and fun with hot lunches and snacks served on the river. The brown bears, bald eagles, beaver, otters, and other wildlife you see is amazing. The lodge staff is great. There's complimentary wine, beer, and appetizers before a fantastic dinner every evening. Take it from me, a trip to Katmai Lodge should be on your list. For information, visit katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326. Once again, that's Katmai Lodge, KATMAI.com.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaport Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaport Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaport, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaport Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check seaportlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Hi, this is Chrissy Wheeler with Dawson & Associates Insurance, your full-service agency specializing in boat insurance, including charter, commercial, and personal use boats, business insurance, and travel insurance. We work hard to get you the most coverage for the best prices and guarantee the lowest rates available on all the travel plans we offer. So give us a call today at Dawson & Associates Insurance at 619-460-5615 for a free quote today.
In 1976, Ford F-Series became America's best-selling truck. For nearly half a century, Ford has been passing mile markers and hitting milestones, leaving the competition behind as the best-selling truck brand in California. And your San Diego County Ford dealers plan to keep driving that success forward. Ford F-Series, on the road to 50 years of leadership. Let's go! Check out the entire Ford F-Series lineup and take a test drive today. Go to your local San Diego County Ford dealer.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What a great time. All right.
Whoa,
Captain Ryan's going to do us the honor. Flip the prize coin.
Yep.
Find out who's going fishing on the San Diego. Do it to it.
The big coin flip.
Yeah.
Today we have a caller. Congratulations, Matt in La Mesa.
Oh,
you're getting,
Matt.
Matt called and talked about getting his two late. Well, you get a chance to go get two more, buddy.
Yeah.
There
you go.
Matt's
congratulations,
a great guy.
Matt. Yeah.
Been fishing
sure.
with us a long time.
Yeah, definitely. Now he gets to go fishing with you for free, which is cool. And thank you for those, too. We appreciate all the giveaways
no
you do
problem.
For our listeners,
very proud
too.
To get to do
very,
that.
Very happy with that. And if somebody wants to ride to San Diego,
619-224-3383. That's the phone number of the best landing in Southern California, in my opinion. You can also, Seaforth Sport Fishing.
You have the famous Marcos there answering the phone.
World famous Marcos, yes. You can also book through the boat's website, www.thesandiego.com. That's a real easy way to do it. Or the landing's website, seaforthsportfishing.com. Yeah.
Yeah.
Call them up.
Make your reservations ahead of time.
Yes.
Because you fill up.
We fill up. We take 36 reservations now. Usually we have a no-show or two, so we get out with 35, 34 people, something like that. Make a reservation, come out, enjoy the day. You're going to get 100% effort from us, guaranteed.
For sure. Well, thanks. Appreciate that. And thank you out there. Thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup Up. What have we got tomorrow morning? Day at the Docks Day. Tomorrow we'll be right here in the world headquarters with Captain Steve Cole from the Poseidon. First time on the show. He'll be talking about that new operation on a Fisherman's Landing tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.